Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To hear more stories like this, visit climateconnections.org.
I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1948. That was the day United Electrical Workers voted to strike at Univis Lens Company in Dayton, Ohio. Univis made safety lenses and instrumental optics. The
It's WGXC 90.7 FM.
Right.
Accra.
Keep going.
Hudson, Catskill, Phoenicia, and lots of other places.
That's an interesting addition.
And Valencia.
And
or
Valencia.
As they usually call it when you first land in Columbia County.
Valati.
Valati.
Very well done. Did you mention the online way
and
to hear?
Online at WGXC.org.
Yes.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by SunCommon, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Neva Wartell of Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Listen to music and voices. Listen to work and play. Listen to eat and drink. Listen to noise and fun. Listen to pink and blue. Listen to a heart rainbow. Listen to wizards and witches. Listen to jazz play. Listen to dogs and mice.
Hello and welcome to the Thingularity Radio Program, broadcasting live from the Catskill Makers Syndicate. In perpetuity around the world and the universe, we are everywhere, and now we're in your ears. Tom, how are you doing tonight?
I don't know how, but I am.
All right. Brian, sound tech.
Yeah, man.
Absent-minded sound tech, a little late on the draw, but he's got all the buttons and everything flying. Ben, how you doing?
Doing well.
All right. Do we have anything we would like to talk about this evening? Like,
anyone chatting with GPT-4?
Oh, I've been using that.
Have you?
Oh, all the time. I, like, have it write emails. I have it check my emails. It's great.
Are you serious?
Really? Just for the basic stuff?
Yeah, just...
But do you check it? Like, double check its work.
Oh, yeah, because sometimes it completely misconstrues what you wrote and then just writes something weird, and you're like, all right, let's try again.
It becomes the opposite of communication.
Yeah, so. I'm like, all right, I know that I'm not the best with the English language, but, like, let's try again here.
So you use it regularly for business?
Yeah, all the time.
Wow, okay.
All the time.
How about dating?
For dating?
Dating?
No.
Have you heard of Riz?
No.
Well, you see, Brian's not going to hear about it because he's off running around getting beer and he doesn't care. But Riz is an application that basically uses ChatGPT to talk to your significant other for you. You just tell them your basic sentiments and it just handles their correspondence. So all that stupid stuff that you don't want to hear from your significant other, you can now let your phone just handle for you. And then they can let their phone talk to your phone on their behalf as well. So we will have Riz people, you know, with their phones talking to each other on each other's behalf for the purpose of dating.
That seems dangerous.
Full avatar
something
representation.
Dangerous, you say?
Yeah.
Wait, no, this is
having it look at your business correspondence, that's okay. But having it rhyme and send messages of love and telling you that you love it more than your wife. I mean, that's a dangerous zone.
I go with danger.
That's a dangerous
zone. No, it's Mary Tom. Mary Tom, you know the danger.
Deep state AI tech, and then the algorithm controls the human mating habits. It starts breeding us like we're livestock.
I don't think it's going to do that. I'm going Terminator.
That's okay, because you're only going to be 5% of the population. The AI will make the rest of it so appealing, they will not refuse it. Do you want to get laid easier? Do you want to get laid ever? Well, we can facilitate that through technology, and not just a sex doll.
Well, I was just saying that I want a customized vibration on my cell phone. You know, one that really speaks to me, you know. It reaches out and touches me haptically.
Tom.
Well, I mean, why not? I got this custom ringtone. Why don't I have a custom vibration? You know, that seemed like a natural.
That makes sense. It's a binary pattern,
And there's probably an art to it. You could say, you could buy the vibrations from the vibration store. You could have ChatGPT pick it out for you. Based on your profile?
Well, if people start liking it, you can incorporate different size motors for different effects. Like the little, I'm just going to tickle you, but now I'm going to push you. Like, you're getting late, show up sooner, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to make your pocket angry at you.
Well, I remember that there was a project that Intel had to make a ring that was useful because the computer on the ring was smaller than the head of a pin. So they could do anything they wanted in terms of computation, but the in and out were still an open question. So a designer of jewelry came up with the notion that the ring would vibrate differently for a different correspondence. If your significant other was sending you a message, it would vibrate at one frequency. And
you could make it do Morse code. It could technically pump out a little message.
Can GTP4 do Morse code?
I bet it could.
SOS. I want to know. If I can ask it to translate text into Morse code, there's no telling how many international calls I could make based on the notion that everyone's familiar with the dots and dashes, although we all speak different native tongues.
Yeah, I'm seeing AI on the list of links for tonight, so that's probably going to be tonight's subject. Just like how in an MRI, AI can now predict the words you think in your mind.
How accurate, but
Thank you. striving. In these dark times, these dark minds, I'm a diamond. Big Ben is still chiming. They don't want to see us smiling. They want to keep us grimy. But my politics too lively, still here amongst the sirens. Thunderclaps and violence down Dustin Lane, I'm scribing. No visits from your highness. Still here, my dear, despite the prophecies of seers. Smash the pieces on the pier, put myself back like Ikea. Still here amongst the grass. Garments watching stars. London wind is biting. Ah, shiver my tin mustache. I'm crude, but not in the class. Willing and able enough to the task. They go low, we go high, it's a fact. They go low, we go high like tax. Still here and cool. Still here like Queen Kasum. Chilling like leaves in pool. Then school like tomatoes too. Ooh, stood on the shoulders of grapes. In my hands, marble and fake. May my enemies eat the cake. Cry me a river, cry me a lake. Still here, God willing. Old rebels still reveling. Calm inside the kettle in. Calm though times are settling. Darker marks are settled in. Don't want the beef that I'm serving. Feline, I'm upstairs vermin. Black and proud and determined. Jumped in the wall, left with no stitch. Ate with the priest, tried with the witch. Man's a ninja bridge. Heartbreak wherever my flag is pitched. Cutting my hunger for fine things. Learning the lesson that time brings. The quietest taste for London pride. Spread my wings in these noxious skies. In these streets where foxes hide. I'm not yet old and not so wise. I take the strife in my stride. I must admit it's tough at times. But most don't let the eye dive in. This never, 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 never ending pressure piling on. I'm still here, still unruly.